digital radio, digital TV, downloads and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live. With Tony Livesey.
What we need now is an injection of 5 Live money, I think. Apple launched its new fandangled iPhone 4 today in its usual blaze of publicity. It has all the sophisticated gizmos you'd expect on something from Apple, but not everything's gone according to plan, and now smartphone users are being told they may have to start paying more to download data and things like videos. 5 Live Money's Mickey Clark has more. Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Tony. Yeah, apparently the phone came out at 7 a.m. this morning. Already eagle-eyed journalists at the BBC have been tipped off that if you put your hot, sweaty mitt round it, you lose the signal in some instances. Now, Apple said they're not commenting. They're looking into it. But apparently, from what I understand from the Technicy guys, they say it's because it's the same with any mobile phone. The antenna is no longer pulled out. It's part of the phone. It's either inside or, in this case, wrapped around the outside.
Hang on. So then we could have a live experiment. Now, if you've got your phone in your hand and you've got a signal and your hand's sweating and you wrap it around, the signal goes. The
signal goes. Because
please try that at home and let me know.
Because apparently the outside bit around the edge, that's part of the antenna. Mm. And they say that happens with a lot of phones. And it also depends, of course, how strong the signal is in the first place.
Like your car windscreen with the aerial.
That's it.
But you wouldn't wrap yourself around that.
No.
But try your phone. We'd like to know. Sorry,
yeah. Mickey. Anyway, the iPhone and the other smartphones have been successful partly because users pay a single monthly fee and then they can surf the internet all they want. The tariff was key to helping smartphones take off because it meant customers didn't have to worry about running up big bills. But that's all changed. From today, new customers and anyone renewing their contract on the O2 network will have a limit on how much data they can download. Exceed the limit and you'll have to pay more. Well, Eddie Murphy, telecoms analyst from Priory Consulting, joins us now. And it's not that Eddie Murphy, is it, Eddie?
No.
I always disappoint, I'm afraid.
Eddie, you must have thought about using Edward occasionally, no?
I do occasionally, but then nobody would know who I was.
Okay.
Eddie, this new contract of O2, what's it offering? How much do you get charged if you go over the limit?
I think it's about an extra £5 for an extra 500 megabytes when you exceed your natural limit or the standard limit that comes with your package, which isn't actually a huge amount. It depends on what you use your phone for. If you're using it to check emails a lot, then that limit is not very restrictive. If you're downloading some music, it's not too bad. If you're using your phone to watch a lot of video, then you do start to hit the buffers quite quickly.
So if Tony's downloading the Burnley match, the rerun every week, that's going to cost him?
That's going to cost him. You'll probably start hitting the buffers after about an hour or 2 hours of video.
I only go for the throw-ins.
How do we know that we've overstepped the mark? How do we know when we've reached the limit? Do you get an electric shock? Does a flag come out? Or?
Until now, people generally don't know. It's going to be up to the operators to start warning people that they're actually approaching the limit, and they'll probably have to do that by text message.
Okay, why are they doing this? Because it's not just O2, is it? I mean, the others have all sort of fallen into line with this.
It's straightforward economics. What's happening is that more and more people are using mobile phones for data. The smartphones have been very successful. There's lots of interesting video content for people to watch. YouTube is very successful. All of that is making people use their telephones enormously intensively, and that is putting a huge strain on the networks. Now, you can actually upgrade the network if you're getting more money for that extra traffic, but if you're not getting more money for that extra traffic, there's nothing you can do. So you have to change your pricing policy. And this has been inevitable, given the rate of growth of mobile data traffic.
Well, O2 say that only 3% of customers are affected. So they're what they call the bandwidth hogs, aren't they?
Yeah, those 3% are small in number, but they use about 30% of the capacity of the networks. So if you can actually restrict their activities, you then get a big payback to everybody else in terms of loading on the network and the quality of service they will get.
But presumably, this is a growing trend that people are downloading more as they become more sophisticated, the equipment becomes more sophisticated. You know, the trend isn't for less, it's going to be for more. Therefore, people are going to start paying more. More of us are going to start paying more.
Yeah, and I think that's fair enough. Because at the end of the day, you get what you pay for. And one of the problems with the whole broadband pricing mechanism is that there was an expectation that people could continuously get more and more and more without paying more. And unfortunately, you actually have to spend money on the networks in order to deliver all that extra traffic, and that money has to come from somewhere.
Because at the moment, the limit is 1 gigabyte.
Yes.
You knew that, Tony, didn't you?
Absolutely, I'm across these things.
Well, it depends on the package, actually. Some of them are half a gig, some of them are three quarters, some are one.
And what does that translate to in, say, emails, music tracks or videos on YouTube?
Without emails without attachments, you'd probably be talking about, for a gig, you'd probably be talking about 1 million emails, so that's not particularly restrictive. Even with a photo attachment, you'd be talking about 2,000, 10,000 web pages, for instance, but you're only talking about 2 hours of video.
Right, and as of yet, none of the phone users, the phone companies, have come up with an idea to get us to track how much we're using. I mean, that's the shortfall of it, isn't it?
That's one of the problems. People have no concept of how much bandwidth they're using, and you know, people don't actually even appreciate the difference between the different types of things that they're doing. So email is very light, video is very intensive, but you can't expect the general public to know that.
Right. Now, Vodafone have followed this. Three have also announced today they're doing the same thing. So, really, they've all moved the same way, basically.
I think they've all moved the same way, and, in fact, I think that the fixed networks are going to have to go the same way. Maybe not in the very short term, but I think long term we're looking at the same thing happening.
And Eddie, before you go, what do you make of this iPhone? The suggestion that if you put your hands over the receivers you normally would do, you can lose the signal, strength of the signal.
Well, it's a novel one. I mean, I've been looking at the BBC website today, and in terms of comments of people who have got their new iPhones, so that clearly wasn't a problem for many of the users. Clearly, some people have had problems. I wonder if there's a batch manufacturing fault. That there are some
possibly
faulty phones out there.
Well, we're performing our own experiment now. Hopefully, listeners around the land are trying it. We'll see. We'll report back, Eddie.
I'm afraid I can't help you because I haven't got one of the phones.
No,
neither have I.
Okay.
All right, Eddie. Thanks for that.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy from Priory Consulting. I suppose you'd like.